The Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education is strengthening the School Health Program, or UKS, role in improving the health of students, including promoting a clean and healthy lifestyle. This was stated by Deputy Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Fajar Riza Ul Haq. The Ministry of Population and Family Development called for regional governments' active role in reducing child marriage cases in the country, urging them to prepare their own plans to achieve the goal. This was stated by Bonifacius Prasete Ixtiarto, the Ministry's Deputy for Population Control, here on Wednesday on the sidelines of Family Planning 2030 Asia-Pacific Forum. Thousand News from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Go, 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 go Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selatan Sang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selatan Sang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Feel of your mind, in sundown, melukis senyuman. Hiasi cakrawala di hatiku.
VOI listeners, we have an update because we have all our friends of reporters from all across Indonesia. And demonstrating its continued commitment to advancing the regional tourism sector, the city government of Bukit Tinggi officially inaugurated the 6th Minangkabau Travel Mart 2025, a strategic annual forum designed to enhance collaboration among tourism stakeholders and promote West Sumatra's diverse attraction to a broader national and international audience. To know more about this, we have our friend from RRI Bukit Tinggi, Aldila.
Aldila.
Okay, thank you, Unique. And now I'm in front of the
Major official, residence hall, where the place of Minangkabau Travel Mart is held. And today I will give the information about Bukit Tinggi. Well, Bukit Tinggi continues to affirm its commitment to boosting the local tourism sector. One of its most strategic efforts is the hosting of the 6th Minangkabau Travel Mart held from October 7 to 10, 2025 at the major's official residence halls. And the annual event serves as a vital platform from connecting tourism industry players from across the country, fostering collaboration and promoting the diverse tourism potentials of Sumatra, especially the city of Bukit Tinggi. Ramlan Nurmatias, the mayor of Bukit Tinggi, said Minangkabau Travel Mart plays a key role in strengthening Bukit Tinggi's image as one of Indonesia's leading tourist destinations. Through this event, introduce natural beauty, cultural heritage, and historical treasure to wider tourism partners. And then Agus Pahlevi, chairman of Indonesian Tourism Industry Association, said the Travel Mart is an effective platform to strengthen collaborations between the government and tourism stakeholder. It's open doors for business opportunities in hotel, restaurant, transport, and tourism destination. And this year, Minangkabau Travel Mart adopt the concept of buyer meet sellers, connecting travel agent, hotels, airlines, restaurant, transportations, and also providers and creative businesses with potential buyer from across Indonesia and abroad. With the successful implementations of its 6th edition, Bukit Tinggi reaffirms its status as a well-rounded tourist city, offering scenic landscape, cultural, and also historical value. Unique.
Thank you so much, Aldila, for the update from RRI Bukit Tinggi. And dear listeners, if you want to know more updates from all across Indonesia, make sure to stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Rupert Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupert Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll-on Roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Gending traditional music from wayang or shadow puppet performance at Museum Seno Budoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu tentunya bukan seperti ini, tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people, but wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang pulwo or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan.
So, puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binabar, so knowledge is sought not kept, so people can choose the good or the bad one, so it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur, antara lain begitu. Benda lima yang
for example,
baik.
The story of Ramayana in which Ravana is bad and cruel, while Rama is nice and honest. Pandawa lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect. But in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
other traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari 100 negara itu
and karawitan classical Japanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the US. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Ya, wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lagi.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan. Gatot Kocho graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and it's amazing.
Dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya ya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art around us. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equip it with wayang tapi and lining with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tapi uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the light hits, while wayang tapi is colorful.
That's the explanation of tapi, modern wayang creator. Wayang tapi is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tapi is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tapi was created as tapi worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tapi is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tapi tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya. Plastik. Kemudian
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a work.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah karya.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu ya. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain, like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So who eats eagle? It raises question, and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for wolves, something like that.
Figures in wayang tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi, karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba, kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them.
Yang ada itu kalau enggak
sepuluh. I let them draw figures they like.
Artinya,
from 60 kids, no one draw wayang figures. They draw SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Wayang yang tradisi yang ada di kita. Nah, gitu aja polanya.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi istilahnya,
I don't like modern wayang which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation, otherwise they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
Masih berjalan di kraton.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Wayang itu bisa berubah-berubah, karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Pada waktu
rule can change as wayang is adapted to changes. In the era of G30 as PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected in Gatot culture figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafib hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya ya generasi muda supaya lebih
I hope lagi. More young generation can preserve wayang. Ya, if it goes international, mendunia, I'm ya, so excited.
Saya senang saja.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing, making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Ku kerap bertanya, mengapa ku tampak biasa-biasa saja? Jalani hari dan tertawa, apa selama ini ku tak benar cinta? Tak harus ku alirkan air mata untuk tunjukkan derita. Ketika tak perlu ku terus-terus bertanya apa alasannya, mungkin dia bukan orangnya. Mengapa ku mudah terima? Apa selama ini ku tak benar cinta? Tak harus ku alirkan air mata untuk tunjukkan derita. Ya tinggalkan ku seketika. Tak perlu ku terus-terus bertanya apa alasannya, mungkin dia bukan orangnya. Mungkin memang sudah waktunya. Malam kadang kalah indah menyapa. Untuk tunjukkan derita, ya tinggalkan ku seketika.
Is Balinese dance, which uses sounds from the mouth. Without Balinese traditional music, it makes Kecak dance different from other dances in general. Kecak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Kecak in order.
Thank you. tak pernah